This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. More than 2,200 Ohio nursing home residents infected with coronavirus have died since April. Now these facilities are struggling to figure out how to accommodate outdoor visitations as COVID-19 cases and deaths continue to climb. I talked with Matthew Poole, who runs Wayside Farm Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Peninsula, a facility that cares for people with mental illness and behavioral issues. Poole says it's been an unprecedented 4 months since closing their doors to visitors in March.
It was like me writing with my left hand. I'm right-handed. But, I mean, my circumstance is a little bit different than a lot of other providers. We are a locked facility, so visitation is already different than what, you know, at other facilities where they may come in to see grandma or grandpa on a long-term care facility. But, yeah, we had to, you know, put those sanctions into place. Everybody's getting screened daily, you know, taking temperatures, answering the screening questions.
Beginning Monday, Governor Mike DeWine said that nursing homes could begin outdoor visitations at these facilities. I know many of them have said they're not ready or they don't feel comfortable doing it. Are you doing it?
We have the visitation where they can come and they can chat with their loved ones or family members through a window that we have set up that they can have privacy and they can communicate with their loved one. It's not ideal, but, you know, following the guidelines that Governor DeWine has put into place. But that's another point you bring up is it's been very difficult with all the agencies, with the communication that they're sending out, that they're all on the same page. You've got CDC, you've got CMS, you've got ODH, you've got, for local, it's Summit County Public Health, and they're all putting out good information, but not all the time that they're the same.
So there's a lot of confusion about what exactly you should be doing.
Absolutely. And so spending the time to disseminate all this information and then just process it internally, then give it out to your teammates so they understand, and then give it to your residents in the buildings or the family members out there. I think Governor DeWine has done a great job, and he's under a lot of scrutiny, you know, trying to open this up. And he announced that a bit ago, and then we've seen a huge ramp up at this red alert level.
Yeah. So do you have concerns about loosening these restrictions?
I sure do. And I mean, interestingly, you know, you could follow these guidelines of opening up visitation if your staff has had baseline testing done as well as your residents have had baseline testing done. We currently have our staff testing scheduled for Friday, and the resident testing has not been done, and that is being in discussions now with ODH to be completed in August.
The timeline isn't even on the schedule that the governor set.
Well, I think in best-case scenarios, he set out for this outdoor visitation, and he set the date of July 20th before we started seeing this real increase in number of positive COVID-19 cases. I think it was wishful thinking and trying to get everybody on board of looking towards a goal date, but the numbers keep going up, and in some counties it's getting very challenging.
Talk about a little bit about personal protective equipment. Has that been a challenge for your facility to make sure that you have everything that your staff needs?
At times. I think right when this started, it was, you know, everybody was going out purchasing, you know, hand sanitizer, toilet paper, gloves, gowns, masks. Yeah, it's been challenging. Certain products more so than others.
But you are able to make sure that everyone's safe?
Oh, absolutely. You have to get creative. We had to set up more contracts.
Yeah. How have you been working to keep the residents and their spirits up?
Our team has done a fantastic job. I mean, we have not had a case of COVID for our residents or staff, and it's been a hard go since I was looking back on the days that we started taking the temperatures and was back in March. And it's trying to, you know, communicate with them daily, find out what's going on, make sure they're still being able to get, you know, engagement, socialization, activities.
It's got to be so tough working in this industry right now. This has got to be challenging.
It's very challenging. I think a lot of the uncertainty, unknown, is the toughest part for us every day we come in. It's, you know, we don't know when things are going to change.
Do you have any grasp or sense as to when nursing homes will open their doors again? Or do you think that this will permanently change how nursing homes operate?
I don't know is the short answer. I don't know when we're going to open it up, but I think we will open it up again. Obviously, once we start getting some, you know, vaccinations, we have a, you know, flatten the curve, to use the terminology, and we start seeing a downslide on this. I'm just hoping that when this will be over, I'm confident that it will. It's just when.
What's the one thing that's missing right now that you need?
I guess for me, it's a positive outlook. And I think this is what's tough, is it's very easy every day to get overwhelmed and scared or worried about what's going to happen. I mean, we'll find supplies, we'll find other things, but I think a positive outlook really helps, especially during this time.
That's Matthew Poole, who runs Wayside Farm Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Peninsula. Poole also serves on the Summit County Nursing Home Task Force that was formed before the pandemic to work to improve nursing home conditions. A report with recommendations is due in October.